a totally different concept, a different machlokas. It's a machlokas Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda as well. It's a machlokas had a paskin. Rama paskin loch shenis shul the gufa eschayev. Almost everyone else paskin said it's potter. Okay, potter means potter. Avolasim. Davar shenim eskayim is mutter. According to the Arab special nichle is considered davar shenim eskayim is actually mutter. Adkan, the basic introduction, which comes from the Kovet Shirim. Just to review briefly, we spoke about the machlokas about segregation by the rabbonans. Nicholei them by the rabbonans. It's a machlokas gedolei rishonim, and we had asked the question: why in the world should it be mutter? We had suggested that although kol the tikkun rabbonan came to raisa tikkun, there's one exception: the very nature of yisurin the rabbonan, according to the meshech chokma, and thank you, and the nesivus, is a different kind of a violation. It's not an Easter of Maisa, but an Easter of Merit, you're rebelling against Chazal, Asasiyam, and the small. And since the Easter is not an Easter of Maisa, it's an Easter of Merit, perhaps we cannot apply the principle of Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa means the two actions are indivisible. That's assumed that both are violations of action. You did one action, and the violation is another action. But if the violation is not an action at all, it's only a merit, perhaps the Sfarad Chad Maisa would not apply. And that's why it's arguable, and some Rishonim say so, Machaba passes away, Shin Yudalid, that segregation by the Rabbonans is mutter. Correct? And then we went to the Tosfos and Shabbos Kum Gimel, where they say, combining them, segregation lo nichle by the Rabbonans are mutter. You ask the question, if segregation, according to Tosfos, by lo nichle is aser, and segregation by the Rabbonans is obviously aser, why should segregation lo nichle by the Rabbonans be mutter? We explained, you put a chart on the board. If you remember from last week, that perhaps both son of the Chakir are correct. And therefore, in a typical segregation, the Nichale by the Raisa, you are in violation based on two counts. One, you're labeled as a Mechavin, because it's Nichale. And two, it's labeled as Chad Maisa. If you have a segregation, the Lo Nichale by the Raisa, it's Asur, as Rabbi Chanan said, because it's Chad Maisa. It's the Gresha, the Nichle by the Rabbanan is also why? Because of the Mechavin. It's the Gresha, the Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan is neither a Mechavin nor a Chad Maisa, and that's why it's permissible. This we spoke about as well. You also mentioned the Ran. The Ran says in the Sefta Chulin that the principle of the Gresha does not apply to Isurei Hano. The question, of course, becomes why? And one suggestion we made was, again, it's not an Isur of Maisa, it's an Isur of Hano. Then we started talking about the Shita. This is a brief review. The Shita Mekubetz is in the Sefta Tzubis. And the number of wapa chidushim that is segregation is certainly a din daraisa. Clear in the Gemara, it's really hard to avoid that conclusion. But it may be number one. Maybe it's only daraisa, but there's no korban chatos, which is also hard to understand. Why should that be? If it's a mechavan, it's unintelligible. If it's chad maisa, you can say chad maisa is a lomdus, but does not rise to the level that it's considered to be a Maisa Issa proper to be Chayav Korban Chatas. That's how we explain that din in the Shita Mekubetzes. We spoke about the question of Psik Resha with respect to Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. And once again, based upon the idea of Melechus Machsheves, maybe it's a higher level with respect to Shabbos and with respect to other Isurim. I'm not going to repeat the entire shir. We did have the Rosh who suggests that the Aruch said what he said only with respect to Shabbos. And the Kasha was, how can that be? The Aruch himself quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel, which talks about the Easter of Mila, of the Easter of based, we spoke about in last week's Parsha, about Nigei Tzaras, about eliminating Nigei Tzaras. And there too we apply the principle of Segresh Lo Nichalei's Mutter. How can the Rosh is limited to Shabbos? We explained, again, not repeating the whole thing right now, that Shabbos is an example, because you need Melechus Machshavas a certain higher level, and perhaps exerts the custom of Lassos. Yishonu Benegel Saras Shmoa of the Lassos tells you something similar, that it's also on a different level, and therefore that would also be comparable to the Melechus Machshavas of Shabbos. So we had a long discussion of that. In this discussion, this was spoken about yesterday, we made a distinction between different kinds of the Rabbonans. Some of the Rabbonans, Rabbosai, are Ikor de Rabbonan. We We saw the word ikar already in the Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Aleph. There we could perhaps suggest that Psik Resha, the lo nichale is mutter, and according to one opinion, Psik Resha the nichale is even mutter, as opposed to ikra d'oraisa, which is then, how should we say it, knocked down to a Rabbanan because of some other technicality. Most that we discuss are in the Chol Shabbos, the various Melechas Machshavas Peturim, such as Kalachayad, Mekalkel, things of this nature, certainly Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, because just about every situation of Nichol is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, those don't count in this calculus. No, no, you cannot say that Psikresha in an Isad Doraisa, which has been knocked down to a Rabbana because of Mekalkel or Kalachayab, would be Mutter. Nobody ever said that. And even though we pass Kalah Halacha, Psikresha of the Lo Nichole is Mutter by the Rabbanans and the Rabbanans only, would also have to be equal to the Rabbanan, such as the case that Tosus gave in Afkuf Gimelim and Alpha Masechta Shabbos. What was the case, if you recall? The person is metake mona, he takes off the berries from the hadas to make it kosher for the arba minim. That's not such a serious violation. It's equal to Rabbanim. Now, the Chazon Ish wanted to deny the entire premise. He says, nah, there's no such general cloud, sikureish v'nichle v'de Rabbanim is mutter. Unique to that particular case of taking berries off hadas, which is a very, very, very weak issue. But Vadi responds, I think, correctly. We saw it this week in his Yabia Omer. What Chazanish? You're saying that's such a small, small, tiny little Isser. Because a bunch of Rishonim would say, it's an Isser Doraisa. Think about Memakim Apatish. Isser Doraisa. We try not to make a machlokas from one extreme to the other. Even though many Rishonim would say it's not an Isser Doraisa, but don't make it into a less than a regular Isser Rabbanan. So therefore, he's of the view, I think that many posts come all that way, the segregation of Lonichim by the Rabbanans is mutter. There is a literature that talks about trade the Rabbanim, double the Rabbanim. To make a long story short, we started going through it yesterday a little bit. The suggestion we're making is that if you look carefully in just about all the places, mostly in Shin Tez Zayin, where they talk about trade the Rabbanim, we're suggesting that's not considered Lonichale. Because sometimes trapping the flies in the box is Nichale. Why is it Nichole? Not that you want to fly, but if the fly is in the box, it's not going to start buzzing you. It's not going to start bothering you. That's going to be the state of Nichole. We had a riot to that because the Primogodim suggested in an alternate case where there's food in the box. You don't want the fly in the box because it's going to ruin the food. Oh, that's the case of Lo Nichole. Implying that the typical case of the flies in the box would in fact be Nichole. Okay, so that's a brief summary of some of the highlights of the discussion about Psik Resha. Until now. There is another concept called Psik Resha Begroma. What's Psik Resha Begroma mean? It's a Psik Resha Liachazman. Liachazman. And here, I believe that the lumdus that Psik Resha is an Indian of Chad Maisa can be very helpful. But if it's Chad Maisa, we can say it's only the two Maisa are simultaneous. Then we say they're indivisible. But if they're divisible by time, what happens now, what happens later, then we can say it's not so unified as one. Maybe even those who normally deny this definition, maybe they would accept it over here where there's a time lag, and therefore psikresha by the Rabbanans was, take that back, psikresha, not nichole, not the Rabbanan, psikresha by Grama, herein defined as kalachazman, could be permissible. This is very important, we spoke about it a few times. You walk into your house and there's a thermostat on the central heating. You walk in the winter and the gust of air comes in, a gust of cold air, it's going to put the thermostat on earlier than it would have otherwise. So we assume it's permissible because it's a psikresha, we call it groma. And the word groma may be a misnomer here again. It's often a misnomer, but that's what it may be. As a matter of fact, the Shulta Giborim, it's on the Makoros, suggests that the entire heter of Groma, Moses Groma Shari, is only in the case of segregation. What do you mean segregation? The case of the Gemara is there's a fire and you're surrounded with barrels of water and the fire spreads, hits the barrels break, the water comes out, puts out the fire. So the Shulta Giborim says, you're not interested in putting out the fire. No. The fire can burn all day. Just don't go past these barrels. The fact that it goes out is only a psik resh, not a mechavim, and as such it would be permissible. He denies the heter of grama completely in a mechavim situation. Okay, these are, again, much more to be said.
How much time?
It's another good question, how much time? I came up with the concept of the grama switch, actually the kosher switch. But the kosher switch, which we spoke about a lot in the past, maybe we'll talk about some more today, tomorrow, but the Talmidim, whatever order the Talmidim want, there is at least a 5 second time lag, maybe up to more than that. And the question is 5 seconds sufficient to be considered a time lag, to be considered grum? For example, there are some Tshuvas HaPoskim, Rav Moshe sounds this way, although he's very, very vague, I think on purpose, that if you turn off a gas fire, it's only considered to be gram kibbutz. Gram kibbutz, maybe but the Ran Yontif, even though there's Ramah Paskins that Grom is also B'Shabbos, Shlomo Malkam Hesed, Yontif sounds to be his Mekel, so Rav Moshe considered to be a gram kibbutz, even though it happens just about instantaneously. I use the word just about advisedly. It's not the way I know how the system works, the typical old-fashioned gas ovens and stoves that many of us still have, okay? What is gas floating through, and it keeps the fire going. You turn it off, it cuts it off here, but it's still a little bit of gas. I don't know, less than 5 seconds. Is it 1 second, is it 2 seconds? Next time you turn off, if you still have one of those things, and even the ones that have the electric pilots, they're still coming through gas. Next time we turn off the gas, just look for a second. I think within a second, they go off for 2 seconds. So I have the trouble calling that grumma because it's happening instantaneously. But 5 seconds, that's a different story. that's a longer period of time. I don't know exactly what the shiur should be. Okay? Don't know.
And can you set up things like that for that?
Well, again, there are more paskins than all grummas, also shlobo mokum hefsen. We discussed this also at some length. That this is an opinion of Rabbeinu Yoel in the Mordechai, Shabbos Simen Shin Tzadi Tes, and the Taz says in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Dalet that he says this is a big chumra because the Rabbeinu Yoel ain't lo chover, there's no one agrees with him, it's a Das Yochid. And we saw, I think I read it to you, if I'm not mistaken, the Sefer, Orchot Shabbos, which is a wonderful Sefer on Klolei Shabbos, where he says it's not true. There are many Rishonim who hold that way. Tosos himself, the Beit Zechav Bey seems to hold that way. And the Rabbeinu Yom Tov, and the same Mordechai holds that way. There are Zeruah, and Agar Sotri. He starts rattling off a whole bunch of others who hold that way. And therefore, this Shita really should be kept, certainly by Ashkenazi. Sfar may have a different Pesach. Yes?
According to Shilta Kibor, on a regular grama, would that be Doraisa or just Doraisa?
Potentially a Doraisa. Potentially, yeah. It's a little scary. All these grammas that we keep talking about, if you're a Mechavin, according to the Shilta Gibor, it might actually be a Doraisa. Could be that's a minority view, because the Mishnah Berurah is clearly again. Mishnah Berurah says, how can you? It says, Osasaka Malacha, Asiyahu the Asa Grama Shari. You see, that's a genus that didn't even buy Mechavin. It's a Rex and Bialacha. That's what he says, but it's against the Mefurash of Shilta Gibor. So therefore, unless the Shilta goes on to say under Rabbanim. But Pashup Shad is that it's a matter of dispute. And I would concede that there's a significant body of posts, probably majority, that holds it's mutter by mechavin, but not to be ignored is the Shulta Giborim. And I believe the Shulta Giborim is critical for our daily life, our weekly life, I should say. To walk into a room, how are you going to walk into a room if there's a thermostat? Yes, last year we saw again in the Orchel Shabbos a klal which I don't understand, and if I don't talk to the pasuk this way. That is a global din. It's not Malechus Machsheves. If I'm here and it's going on there, but they caution you: the only Gedolei Hador can implement this rule. So you know that's always a little tricky. If they can't explain it to you and you can't limit it, you just say it's a rule out there to be used. You know, that was not my training. We were trained by our Rebbeim that whatever the rule is, they can explain to you what it is. You can agree or disagree, but it shouldn't be so amorphous. So that's why. That would be a dechia of my proof from the case of walking into a room in the wintertime and it's a thermostat. The dechia would be, there is a dechia in the Sefer, that, well, that's because it's not Lechas Mavshemes. And that basis is that many of the Gedolei Rabbanim said you're allowed to walk in your street, even though as a result of your walking, you know in advance for sure a light is going to go on. Even if it's a incandescent bulb, which is a Doraisa, and I'm very worried about that, because it's a segregation, the nichle, I thought, because people like when it's more light outside, and they just sort of wave their hands. It's not a malechus machsheves. It's not your, you know. I get nervous about these kinds of clothes.
More immediate.
Yeah, goes on in a second, right? In a second. But they say it's not malechus machsheves. That's quoted from Gedolim. I'm not here to belittle it. I'm just saying, well, I was trained. You have to be more specific. You can't just make these generalities. It's not malechus machsheves. Sounds a little too general for my comfort zone. But again, Gedolim said it, and not that I'm going to take away the right to say it, or not. I'm not saying clearly it's not correct. But just for me, it's difficult to accept. I don't know how to implement it. Yes?
So how about video cameras?
I saw this last year, going at the great length video cameras. If you're not going to be matter of video cameras, you probably can't walk the streets these days.
Yeah.
I'm told that there's a satellite up there that's constantly taking pictures of the world, so the civilized part of the world. And wherever you go, there's a Ayin Roa, if you read in Pirkei Avos now. Ayin Roa. How much of Ozan Shamas yet? There'll probably come a time when that will be also true in the more literal sense, not just that Kosh Baruch was watching. There are, you know, they're following you everywhere. And in New York City, there are cameras, I'm told. Police have cameras everywhere, so I'm told. Obviously, you don't know where they are exactly, because the Ganim shouldn't know where it is. But I'm told that they're all over the place. And I was told in our yeshiva they put cameras. And at one point, they put a camera on top of the Belfer building. I was told that Rav Shechter's first response was, you can't walk in the streets on Shabbos. Until he realized that that's an impossible psak. It's not only in Amsterdam Avenue, it's everywhere. But you know, I didn't see where it's coming from. Where you're walking and have a camera and it's making an image. Now, many buildings have these security systems and they ask what to do about it. I always say, I try to have it done by me too. I'm not sure if it's really listening to me. Just have no screen. Let it record in the digital cyberspace. That's not an avera, that's gone. That's just, it's not real. So that's what I tell people to do if they can. If you want to have a camera in your shul, the balabatim, the sister, the rabbi, you have to have a camera, you have to have a security in the shul, fine, don't fight it. Just have no screens. What do you need a screen for? If you need to see someone sitting there watching all the screens, you don't need it. If the Bir Ganev, Chas V'Shalom, you'll retrieve it from the digital. Yes, I'm sorry, Rav.
Actually, they say that it's a separation of lo
nicholim. I think, frankly, if I'm walking in front of a screen, it's a separation of lo nicholim. I want the security system. Yeah, to catch the Ganev, that catch me. So it's not, you see what I'm saying? For me, it's lo nicholim, and it's not how I happen to think it's the Rabbanim. Go right back to our original rule. That happens very often. You walk into someone's house and you hear a click, click, click. Or you see the red light, green light, which means it's that they detached part of the alarm system. What they call the box that goes, either calls the police or makes a lot of noise or flashes. That's detached. But the kishkes are still operative. There's still some kind of switches going on and off. So I believe that we can, most posts can hold that these kind of electricity is derabbanan. Situation below Nichole, and therefore it's permissible to walk into the house of the shul, even though something's happening in the inside, which is reflected merely by a little noise or a little light, which is the Rabbana. These are LED lights, which are the Rabbana, because there's only an incandescent bulb, is all right, so the shul. Okay? Yes?
So then what would be the issue with even the screen, if it's Situation below Nichole?
You're right. I think you're probably right. Subscribation of Nichle by the Rabbanans, but we try to avoid that. We try to avoid it. Not everyone agrees. We saw before that many say you need double the Rabbanans. I'm not sure if you would have that over here. And some deny the principle completely, such as Chazon Ish. So it's much better to do it in the fashion where you don't have to rely upon the head.
Should someone who's looking for an apartment specifically look for an apartment?
You can't find it anymore. Every apartment house has it. It's almost impossible to avoid. To my knowledge, it's, and if you take an apartment now, so next year they'll put it in. So what have you gained? It's everywhere now. That's what I'm told. I mean, but there's these security things. That, unfortunately, even the cameras are everywhere. You know, and some of these fancy buildings, the guy standing there, you know, a doorman. I mean, she's looking at these cameras all the time. I don't know, but I have a building which has no doorman. Regular plain building, and they wanted to put in the system. I said, please have no active cameras on Sabbath and Jewish holidays. They said they would listen. I'm not sure if they're listening. I mean, I'm not sure. I guess it's something segregation over. I'm not sure if they're listening. And I don't know. don't have access to the place where the cameras are sometimes found. Yeah?
If you forget to disconnect an egress door that's attached to an alarm, and when you open the door, the alarm is on, but it will say door open.
I don't understand. If you forget to detach it, it's gonna you walk out and
No, the alarm is not on. But the notice that
no, so you did what many people do. All they do is they detach the box, what we call.
Okay.
But the kishkes is still operative.
So if you forget
you should detach everything if you can. If you don't, in my opinion it's permissible to walk in and out on the ground of psychological nichole by the rabbon. It's mamish awashi. Came there early in a pitch. Ideally, should detach everything if you possibly can. Now, both of you with me? Speaking about fluorescence, to my mind, is a question: is when a fluorescent goes on, is that a psych ratio or worse? Why should it be worse? I asked you to see a Rabbanan and Ritvo in the Sechta Shabbos on the Ayin Dal. Did anyone get that far yet? No, still lagging behind the Ma'am Bukamis. By the side, come on. Next week's there's the end. I wanted to even add another sheet. I think at this rate, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I wanted to get to the Sugya of Yom Tov. I don't know. I'm not sure we'll get there even. Shavuot L'chol Nefesh, an important Sugya. I don't know. I don't want to go faster we can go. But in any event, if you look at those Maram HaKomos, there's a Ramban and a Ritvo, that seem to have a disagreement in the following case. The Gemara says that there's an idea of Bishul. And Bishul is fundamentally a softening process. So the Gemara talks about throwing a peg into the fire. So the Gemara says that it softens and then hardens. The Gemara seems to say that you're chayav on the softening. It seems to be machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritva. Is that softening a miskavein? Or is that softening a psikration? What are they fighting about? I believe the fight is as follows. Typically, Rabosai, psikration means I'm doing A, and A lead. We use the expression A leads to B. Now, leads need not necessarily be chronologically subsequent. It could be simultaneous. But what cannot be, according to some Rishonim, is that the prohibition precedes the innocuous act that you were intending. Can't call that a psikration. That's a mechaven mamash, because you know you can't get what you want unless the violation precedes. If that's the case, Rabbi Yossi, I'm sorry to say, a fluorescent light is a mechaven mamash. Because those who know that it won't go on until there's a little spark. It's a starter. It's like a starter. It's a starter in a car. A starter in some of these ovens. The spark has to precede the fluorescent glow. And therefore, you look at Rabbanan and Ritva, you'll see, that might be considered a mechaven, the same as softening before the hardening. But the other sheet that says, no, it's a psik ratio. That's the case, the fluorescent would only be a psik ratio. They say, what's the difference? Psik ratio is chayiv. There are some who say it's not chayiv, it's only without korban, or it's not, there's no chiv, the rest of the nachas machshevs, but pash is chayiv. The answer is, we have a kula, that psik ratio are the nachri is mutter. And on that basis, there are those who say in a pinch, you can ask a guy to put on a fluorescent bulb, because psik ratio are the nachri is mutter. But if it's all it's not a psik ratio, then it's not so simple. Not so simple. One could argue that maybe it's mutter even if it's not a psikration to tell a goy, because the lumdus in telling a goy to do a psikration is so offered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Haraf, where he says, you're telling the goy to do the permissible action. The fact that the prohibited action takes place, it's not part of your commandment. It's theoretically possible to maintain that even though people know a little bit about fluorescent lights, know that there's a starter, and the starter has to make a spark before the fluorescent light is going to have the glow in the bulb. Not everybody knows about this. Not everybody knows what the order is. And therefore, when you tell the guy to put on the light, he's thinking only about the fluorescent glow, which is the Rabbanon, and not talking about the spark, which is the Doraisa. Maybe you can suggest that be mutter anyway on that basis. Perhaps. This is also true about asking a guy to put on the hot water on Shabbos. How does that, what happens with hot water? How does hot water come out of your hot water faucet? You know what happens? Cold water goes into the boiler and that pushes out the hot water. That's what happens. That's in real life. That's what really happens. So we get in one. Maybe the same kind of a shayla. Because here, if the cold water won't come in, it won't kick the hot water out, so it's it sort of precedes it. You know, not by much. Maybe it's actually simultaneous. It's hard to know, to judge whether it's considered to be a psik ratio or perhaps worse. Okay, I'm going to just give you examples with the Naf Kamina for a guy. Speaking about Nichole, it was a whole fight when it came to the refrigerator. Is it, you open the refrigerator on Shabbos, is it considered a psik ratio? The Nichole or Lo Nichole when the motor goes on? So I think that most posts consider it to be a Nichole. You want the motor to go on to keep the food cold. But the Rav Simcha Zelig, the Brisk Gadayim, seem to say it's a Lo Nichole. Why Lo Nichole? Because you don't want the hot air to come in the first place to create the extra, which is going to necessitate the motor to go on. That's some fancy footwork. But it seems to me it's not so posh to say that.
It's also not immediate.
That's a different cooler. That's the real cooler, is the Sikoration Begrum, as we said before. But those who was basically on Lo Nichole, I had a big problem with that. I should also say, as a machlokas, I believe, 2 days in the Rashba, in Psik Resha, how we define Lo Nichole? What will happen in a case like this? I prefer outcome A. But given the fact that outcome A just can't happen, I still prefer outcome B. Would outcome B be Nichole or Lo Nichole? So Rashman Shabbos 2 days. What's the case over there? The case is there is a candle, and you really want the candle to stay lit. But you're referring to a case where it's impossible for the candle to stay lit, so it's going to go out. That's a psik ratio. I would say it's a psik ratio. It's a lo nichole, because you don't want the candle to go out. But they're referring to a case where when the candle goes out, the oil collects in a particular place, we can reuse it. So it's nichole that the oil is preserved, as opposed to the case where the oil would sink to the fall to the floor and be wasted. There's 2 days in the Rashba. Is that considered nichole or lo nichole? What comes up? Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I'm cutting a grapefruit, and then some juice comes out. Is that a situation of the nichole or lo nichole? So according to 1 day in the Rashba, it's considered to be lo nichole. I prefer to keep everything in the grapefruit itself, not to spill out his juice. According to the other day in the Rashba, I prefer that the juice collects in the bottom, so I can drink it if I so desire, as opposed to going into the sewer. That might be considered to be nichole, according to that opinion. These are all, it's very easy to throw out words, psikresha, nichole, lo nichole. Groma, defining these terms is such a critical enterprise, I must say. Critical. Okay, so I think we're going to stop talking about psikresha right now. We didn't cover everything. Just briefly from the part that we discussed yesterday, again, just very briefly, we spoke about the fact that the Rivosh said there's a concept known as what we called in our language a super psikresha. What does that mean? That means, as opposed to a typical psikresha, to give the example that we gave yesterday, there's a sugi in Zvachim, where you're pouring wine on the fire of the Mizbeach. And there, according to Rashi's Trat, since you could have poured thin drops, which would not extinguish the fire, even if you happen to pour thicker drops, which will invariably extinguish the fire, it's not called a psikration. Why? It's not a super psikration. That's a Rashi's Shilta Gibbom, it's the same thing. If you could have done it in a different way, then it's not called a psikration. This seems to be the Rambam's trial, we saw in the Mechavis that Mishnah says, because all the four Ukimtas, at the Gemara had cases with Hachav and Mayaskina, or without Hachav and Mayaskina, we saw different Gersos, Lo Tzricha, that one of the four, Ara, the Chavre, Isla Shana Achrita, those are both found over here in our Tosis, both found here in our Tosis, one coming from Sukkot Aflam and Gimel. And the discussion of Ara, the Chavre, here in Artosis, certainly in the Shita Mekubetzis, but there are two other cases. One we spoke about at the very beginning, if you're covering a beehive and it has a window, the bees can fly out. And then it's a case of taking off the skin off an animal, which could be an Easter of Mavshit, right? But maybe you don't need it for that purpose. So it says, Barze Brezuya, you can take it off with tweezers. The Rambam omitted all four of these Ukimtas. And Mekeves, the Mishnah explains, once you could do it in another way, then the way you did it is not called segregation in the first place. That's the sheet of Rashi and Zvachim, that's the sheet of the Shilta Gibor Masech the Shabbos. So the Rambam may also hold that way according to the Merkabah submission. Oh! From the Machlok, the Shab Chaim, and the Chazanish, we keep talking about it. We have to, one day we'll show in the Rambam, whether Rambam was like the Yoruch or against the Yoruch. Rab Chaim held it like the Yoruch, and Chazanish disagrees. So I wanted to say we can be Marbam Shalom Olam. So there's no room for Machlokas between Rab Chaim and the Chazanish. Why? If it's a plain segregation, according to the Mekavis and Mishnah, according to the Rambam, it's not a segregation at all. If it's a super segregation, according to the Rivash, according to the Aruch, it's prohibited in any event, because he agrees to the Chad Maisa Svara, where they're completely inseparable. That's what we are suggesting. At the end, we said that based on the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Ilchos Shabbos on the Maram Mekomas, we have the word Bilvad. The word Bilvad implies that segregation, Lo Nichale, is mutter, even though we'll call a case of super segregation. The Chazanish took the word Bilvad out, in effect, and that's a very difficult hagor to make, because every Ksaviyat, every print always has the word Bilvad in there, which indicates that perhaps the Rambam agreed with the man named Rab Chaim Rab Glipfa that incurred the wrath of the Rivosh and Simon Shin Tzadi Dalet when he wanted to be Matta Koming here on Shabbos on the grounds of the Oruch segregation of the Lo Nichale. He told him it's not true, presumably because it's a, what we call in our language, a super segregation, and the Rivosh is quoted in one line in Sharasi at the end of Simon Shin Gimel. So it could be Rambam will be make it even more than the Rivosh's version of the Aruch. It's things, some of the things we spoke about yesterday and last week. Okay, Rabbi Ossi, you have it with me so far? Good. Now we're ready to proceed. Same as yesterday, I asked the Talmidim, should we proceed with back the kosher switch, or should we proceed back with the Kalei Shabbos? Because we talk about both of them. I mean, it all have to do with Al Gemara. I understand it's all based on Ksubis, but I'm still open to suggestions. Anyway, no vote? No vote. Okay? Let's talk about the Klolim. The Klolim are more important. Then we'll get to, I brought this with me. I'm trying to bring it in until we finish discussing it. Because those who were paying careful attention to the recent pronouncements at the end of last week in this great city of ours saw some fire. People, you know, I try to speak a little bit more restrained. One of the great rabbis said, the person uses his chayv skila. I don't give skila so fast. I'm not yad eden tiyavobah rishon. I'm not going to be one of those people to give skila in this kind of situation. I think there are potential reasons to be matir, and if not that, at least to say to poter avolaser. So I'm not running to give skila, but since those pronouncements were made, so we're not in a big rush to talk about it right now. And no one's going to go buy it right now, I don't think. So let's go back to some of the Klolei Shabbos, okay? And I have a number of Svarim of Klolei Shabbos in front of me today on my desk. One is the Nesivah Sholem, which we already spoke about last week, and the Orchot Shabbos, which I think we brought in yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. These are all wonderful, wonderful Svarim. And we're going to try to discuss some of the Klolim of Shabbos as they all come into our Sugya. They're all here. The question is just in what order to discuss them. That's a little bit difficult, but we're going to try to discuss them one by one and see how we go. Okay. Fine. We discussed the idea of Sotheb Segresh L'Sha'ovar, and I read to you from the Sefer Nesivah Shalom that the Bialach was Mata based upon the Ramban, but not so pushed. In the case of the Ramban, we don't know, the typical Jew won't be able to figure out whether the metal is just ready for Tziruf, or whether it had Tziruf, or it's not even ready for Tziruf. And that's why we can suggest, as he gives a comparison, to a person dragging a bench, will it or will it not create a ditch, may be potentially discernible by a farmer or a geologist, I said, who knows the exact weight and knows the exact softness of the earth. We don't consider that because the average person doesn't know about that. Fine. Good. Now, we had discussed the question, an obvious question. The case in the Gemara is psikration. What's the literal case of psikration? You cut off the head, right? You don't want the animal to be dead. All you want is the baby's head to play as a plaything for your child. Plaything for your child. That's all you really want. Fine. So the question becomes, according to the Aruch, why is that also? Subsecration lo nichle. That's the most obvious question. The case of segregation itself gives the lie to Shita's Aruch. Because in that case, you don't want the bird to be dead. All you want is the bird's head. So the Rav Yoh says that any pula's heter, which cannot ever be done without the Yisr, is prohibited even according to the Aruch. That's exactly what the Rivosh said in Simon Shin Sadi Dalin. Why? It's labeled as if it's nichale. Since it's nichale to take off the head, it's considered to be nichale bahariga. Nichale bahariga. And the case of Mizalf and Yayin, it's possible with Tipos Dakos Rabosai, according to the Shulta Giborim, it's not a psikration at all, as we said. According to this interpretation, it's a psikration to lo nichale. You don't want to be mechaber the Eish, just trying to fulfill the mitzvah of Nisuch, which is found. Fine. The lumbus we gave was then is considered to be a chad maisa, which the Aruch would concede, as considered to be a chad maisa in that kind of a situation. Fine, just giving some of the initial klal. Oh. We said, we were very, in our desire to be clear, we said that according to the first side of the Chakira of Rabbi Chanan, psikration is a mechave. According to the second side, it's chad maisa. So it's not so simple that you're a mechave mamish. Take our Gemara, Mitzuch Raisa de Nezaisa, right? Are you mamish a mechave to squeeze out the wine? You really just want to close up the hole in the barrel. Close the hole in the barrel. It's interesting. I saw that there were those who suggested that putting on the hot water. Again, we spoke about the Ramban and the Ritva and the Fayin Dalit. Here's another suggestion. It's true, you could maybe be labeled as a mechavein that the water should come into the tank, but you're not labeled as a mechavein that the water should be cooked in the tank. As far as you're concerned, if cold water, lu yitzuyu, we like to talk about lu yitzuyu in yeshivas, lu yitzuyu, there'd be water which is heat-proof, that can never be heated. There was radioactive stuff. It can never get hot. That would suffice for you to get the hot water out of the faucet. It just creates the pressure. So it's true you want the water to go in. You're mechavah to the water to go in. You're not mechavah for the water to be cooked. There's the Mogan Avraham who says as follows. You can tell a goy to put water into a pot, so the pot shouldn't get ruined. Are you familiar with the fact? Everyone steps in the kitchen. It's dangerous for people like us. But I'm told in the kitchen, if the water boils out and the fire keeps going, the pot can get ruined. Is that true? Still true. So he's going to ask a guy to put the water in so the pot shouldn't get ruined. So the Magen Avraham suggests it's mutter. Gvalt! How are you allowed to do that? You're putting the water in to be cooked. No, it's only a psikration. I only want the water to prevent the pot from being ruined. I don't care if the water stays cold. What do I care? If the water stays cold forever, it'll prevent the pot from being ruined. So that's what the Magen Avraham suggests. That can have impact over here as well. Well, the Nesivas Shalom suggests, well, there, apparently, there are many people who put water into pots to prevent them from getting ruined. That's a legitimate act. You're not considered a mechavent to be mevashel. However, when the water comes into the boiler, it's everybody's kavana when the water goes into the boiler. It's not merely to get the hot water out, but also to cook the other water, to have more water in the boiler. So it's not so poshut that we can apply that principle in that situation. Here's the following shaila. My cholent is burning, gewalt. We have to add water. The only water we have is water from the sink. I'll ask the goy, please take this water and put it into the crock pot or whatever, cholent pot, so it shouldn't burn. Mutter or asur? Interesting shaila. I don't care if this water heats up. All I want to do is, if there's more water, it's going to, you know, once the water will evaporate, it's going to burn to a crisp, so I won't be able to eat it. The fact that the water is in the pot will prevent that from happening. But I don't really care if that water is boiled or not. I don't really care. So the whole discussion is not considered to be a mechave or only a psikresha. Fascinating. Oh. And now I want to come closer to our sugya, Rabbi Osai. Closer to our sugya. This is a lengthy discussion, again, in the Sefer Nesiva Sholem, as follows. And it goes right to our sugya, where the Rabbi Kiveger seems to go against our Tosfos. So we mentioned this already at the very beginning when we started the sugya quite a while ago. Take a look at Rabbi Osai, the Tosfos over here, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the big Tosfos. It's the halfway through the wide lines in the Tosfos, where they quote Al Pirish Aruch Kosher from Shabbos Av Kuv Zayin. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos. Im Lassos Lopeh Chayav. Im Hotz Imen Alecha Potter. Says Tosfos, V'davka Mishim Tzara Potter Umutter. Ilav Mishim Tzara Hoya Oser. Af Agav Lo Nichalei B'Pek Lal. So Tosfos considers this to be a case of what? Of Psik Resha. You see, Klor from here, Psik Resha, Lo Nichalei is Oser. Frekta B'Kiv Eger. What kind of Psik Resha? What Psik Resha? Psik Resha is a case, Rav Osai, where the two separate actions. I do action A, which leads to result B. Here, it's one and the same. There's a pimple. I take a needle. I poke a hole, and the pus comes out. There are no two actions. It's only one thing. I'm making a hole. And that hole, presumably, is a violation of one of the melechos of Shabbos. The machlokas, is it makom bepatish or is it bone? But the question becomes, Ribbono shel Olam, what kind of psik resha is that? Rabbi Kiveh says it's considered to be one action. That's his kash. So the Siva Sholem gives, I believe, as many as seven examples, all of which at first glance should be characterized as mechavin mamish, but upon reflection, maybe it should be treated as Eina Mechavin with a Psik Resha. Let's try to go through these examples and see how they line up and what the fundamental principle behind them is, why they're considered to be a Psik Resha and not, as we would consider it on our own, reflexively, a Mechavin Mamash. Yes, I wrote down seven examples that he gives. I'm not sure if I have all of them. The first, Rav Osai, is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the Oruch's Raya, the case of Bris Mila. We spoke about it. Bris Mila, the person is cutting off the Mila, and guess what? On the Orla was a Negatzaras. So the Gemara is over there in Shabbos. That's a Psik Resha. Why is it Psik Resha? There are no two actions. There's one action. The action is cutting off the Orla. The Mila, you've been in a Bris. That's the action of Mila. There are no two actions over here. The Rashbi has Sakash. The Raja of the Kasha in Masech the Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, and the Raja is a very important answer. The Raja's answer is Rabbi Osai, that the Isser is not the action. The Isser is Hishomer Benega Tzaras. It's not an Isser of Ktsitsa. An Isser of Ktsitsa would be Mechavan. You are Mechavan to be Kotes. You're Bris Mila. The Isser is Taras Nega Taras. That's only a secondary result. What it fundamentally boils down to, according to what we're saying, is you don't need two Maisim. You need two Shemos. You need two different names, two different categories, two different titles. That's where, you know, how should we say, categorization plays such an important role. if we can categorize them as two different actions. There's a mitzvah of mila, which is what's called to remove the orla, and there's an iser of taras negat taras. If you can do it by some other way, not even removing it, it would also be prohibited. Okay? That's the Rashba is the first one to discuss this question. The second one, Rabosai, is kilayim. Kilayim. Rabosai, kilayim. Kilayim, you put on garments in certain limited cases, which may be permissible. Rabbi, you know what we're talking about? You can't put on kilayim. Don't walk around with a head to you. There are two cases which the Mishnah talks about where a person wants to see the famous case of kilayim is mochrei ksus mochrim kedarka. The person is using his body as a mannequin to demonstrate his wares, his clothing. Right? And then the Gemara talks about the possibility of psikration. Why is it psikration? Why isn't it a mechav and mamash? You're putting on the garment. Oh. So Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Mem Vav, Eino mechavin lahanoa schimu. He just brings what's called levisha itself. Levisha itself. And presumably, the Ramban writes, there's no Easter at all without Hana. So the Aruch brought a raya from there that psikresh lo nicheles mutter, mochre ksus, mochre kedarkam. And the Ramban says, no raya. There's no Easter in the first place over there. There's no Hana as chimum. Whereas the Aruch holds, Levisha itself is a prohibition. And the only reason why to be matter is, you guessed it, Sikresh lo nichole is mutter. According to the Ramban, without Ano, there's no Easter in the first place. And there's no Sikresh you're going to have Ano. Or, as the Ramban would have it, there is no Easter Sikresh when it comes to Ano. As we said, probably according to the Aruch Abosai, we have to suggest what happened over here. There's the Easter of Levisha, right? You don't need Ano. It's a game of words. The Mochre Ksus, we said before, is using his body as a mannequin. Would you say you clothe the mannequin? I wouldn't use that verb. I would say you place the garment on the mannequin. If his body is a mannequin, he's placing the garment on his body, and he's not dressing himself with the garment. Ooh. That's the word that he uses. You may niach the beged, you're not lovesh the beged. Two different shemus. Wow. Rabosai, there's another case where the Mishnah talks about putting on garments not really for the purpose of wearing them. That is to avoid taxes. Yeah. Lavriach esameches. These are not wares. These are my garments, my clothes. My clothes. Give another mushel. This is a mushel yama for us. You want to go on an airplane and they weigh you. Right? But if you're wearing a coat, they don't weigh the coat. The guy's putting on a coat, maybe it's July, he's putting on a coat which weighs 5 pounds because he can't afford to put it in his luggage. I'm just giving us a mushel. Okay? So the guy, the Mishnah Mesechta Kilayim in Perek Tes, you're not permitted to put on Kilayim Lavriach Esamechas. They're going to check your wares, they're not going to check your. What's on you? Okay, it's interesting. The Rosh and the Rash both say that the Mishnah you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because the Mishnah goes with the opinion that says Dovah Sheinim Iskavein Aser, and the Mishnah proceeding it's all in Perek Tes of Kalayim that says Mocha Ksus Mocha Kedakam holds Dovah Sheinim Iskavein is Mutter. So the two contradictory Mishnahs going to the Rosh and the Rosh and Kalayim. One says to demonstrate your wares, it's permissible. One says to avoid the tax, it's prohibited. And it's a contradiction. One holds Zavah Shein HaMizkavin is mutter, and Psikresh Lo Nichle is mutter, or Psikresh Bahano is mutter, or it's not easy in the first place, as we saw before. And one says Zavah Shein HaMizkavin is awesome. The Rambam Rabosai quotes both. Quotes both. How can he quote both? Kesemishyas is kasha. And he says that Rabbi Shimon agrees that Lahavriach esameches is aser. Why? Lahavriach esameches, in order to avoid the tax, you're considered to be a lovesh mamish. If you consider it to be a lovesh, we don't have two different names, and no two different names, we consider it to be a mechaven mamish.
It's only in the lashon.
Well, it's not just a matter of lashon. The lashon is describing a reality, presumably. Of course, the question becomes, if there's an Easter of Malkus, even with no hana, such as, for example, of you're avoiding the taxes, why is it mutter by mochrei ksus? Why? And don't tell me that there's no segregation by hana, no, because it's like the Ran said, there's no segregation by hana, because according to the Rambam, you do not need hana. Must be, suggests the Sivas Shalom, that the Rambam holds like the Aruch. Ooh, I like that. I'm a bin a briska, you know, I'm a little Talmud of the Rav, a very small briska, but still a Talmud of the Rav. And I heard Reb Chaim from my Rebbe Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, because Reb Chaim was part of my education, that the Rambam was like the Aruch. So I was very happy to see in the Sefer, the Sivas Shalom, that at least initially, he says that you see from this Rambam by Kalayim, that the Rambam holds like the Aruch, and Reb Chaim is correct. Chaim is correct. He refutes the proof. Because we have Avraham and a Rambam, who usually reflects his father's wisdom, has a tshuva. This tshuva, for most of us, is most accessible, and I don't know, now it's Bar Ilan, but it's most accessible in the old days, in the same called the Shvisas HaShabbos. At the very beginning, it was a lengthy tshuva from Avraham ben Rambam. And he says over there that the way that his father would answer the contradiction is, you're not allowed to wear garments, and you must wear them, obviously, to avoid the tax. If you're not going to wear them in a regular fashion, the tax man will come after you. But mochrei ksus, mochrei kedakon, you're not really wearing it. It's put over your shoulders. It's just, you're not really wearing it. You're not modeling it like the Madison Avenue models. You're just draping it on you. You should see how it looks in more in general terms. That's about Avraham ben Rambam. Halah is only this Hanah. All this Hanah. Levish is Asur. Even not Hanah. So lo yilbush lavriach asameches. That's what you're gonna. They shouldn't wear it. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Whereas opposed to the case of showing your wares, it's not considered to be a levish, only a halo. Fine. So we have two cases, Rabbi Osai. Let's chazer again. By tzaras, we said from the Rashba, the Easter is taras hatzaras, and the act is an act of cutting. Two different things. Two different shemits. Here too, when it comes to the kelayim, we can suggest two different shemis. One is called Levisha, one is called Hanocha. Okay. The next case is Alatosis. Mapis Mursa. Mapis Mursa. Right? So Tosis says that it's a psikration of the Lonichale. Okay? Fine. The Rasha, by the way, says against Tosis, don't tell me it's Mutta Mishim Tsar. It's Mutta even without Tsar. The Rashman, it's on the Bar Makomas. The Rashman, the Shittim, and Avav Menav says that they were only mat. They're not mat the Shusim Mishum Tzar. No. It's never says in Shas in Mishum Tzar. It's mutter even without Tzar. Good. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, if you look in Tosis and Aflamidal and the Masech the Yuma, they seem to say that Mapis Murus is a Mechavin Mamish. And that's what Biki Vega said. Biki Vega asked, what are you talking about? There are no two separable actions. You make a hole in the pimple, and the pus comes out. You made a hole. The hole is exactly the malacha. Whatever the malacha may be, according to Rashi, the bone, Maka Bepatash, Rashi Shabbos Kuvzayim. So, where is the duality? That's what Biki Vega's kasha. Comes a stipler right here in Sufis, in Simon Hay. And there are two shamers for both sides. There's a shame binyan, and a shame, he calls it based on Tos Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Nikiva Bialma. So it's Eina Meskavin of Segregation. That's what Reb Chaim said about this Gemara, against the Chazanishin of Biki Vega. Nonetheless, Reb Osai, having said that in Lomdus, the two different shamers, it still is one action. And therefore, Reb Osai, there's an expression found in Tosis, the same Tosis of Lamed Dalet Amad Beis to Lamed Hei Amad Alef Masechta Yuma, seems to be self-contradictory on this Nakuda. Is it a Mechavin Mamish or is it a Psegresha? On Amad Beis, they first say it's a Mechavin Mamish. Gets Tamad Alef, they call it a Psegresha. Which one is it? The answers are both sides in a Mechavin and Psegresha. Aye. They call it what? They call it Mechavin Mamish. No. All they mean on Lamedal and Beis, Niskaven the Pesach, they mean, Rabosai, there's one action. And it's one action is closer to oneness than the case of the Gemara increases at the contrasting it to. You saw the Gemara increase, you should have seen it. It comes up all over the place. It's here, it's throughout the Ramah Kamas, Sukkah increases, Daf Yutes. We spent a lot of time talking about it in the Sukkah Mis'asi, which we spoke about last week. There are two different groups of coals. One's on, one's off. When you play around, the ones that go on, we're on, go off. The ones that go off, go off, go on. Right? Mabrat Tachtonus, Mechabas Elyonus. You know, should see those expressions in a few of the Ramah Kamas. There, two separate actions, explains the stipula. So when Tos is considered to be one, it means it's one action. Although it has two shemus, it's considered to be an Eina Meskavin. As opposed to Meskavin, Lachabos and Salyonos, Huvra Tachtonos, they're two different Meisim, not just two different shemus. That's what Tos means, according to the opinion of the Nesiv Shalom. Is an explanation of that Tosis, which seems to be self-contradictory. Then we have the case of Shokel Bavarzi. What happens? You're taking the skin off the animal of the Korban Pesach, right? And you don't want the skin. If you wanted the skin, it's at least the rice of Mavshin. You just want to get it off the meat. You can take the meat and be makrev it properly on the Mizbeach, eat some of it, etc. So Korban Pesach, fine. So the question becomes, Rabbanu Shlomo, Rabbi Kivega, it's a kashi right over here. Would you really see Rabbi Kivega? We haven't seen any sources yet. It's talking. I don't want to talk so much. Let's look at the Rabbi Kivega right over here. Rabbi Kivega is right over here. Subis. Vov. I assume it's in the Vov of Malaf. I don't have a base. Let's see. Oh. Here we go. Al Oroch. Anyone see it? Tema. Homapis Mursa Mechavan La Malacha. The Haina Liftoacha Mursa. The Zel Malacha. The answer of the Gufo is Zachas Avir. Hello, Simen Alecha. Upshidish is a osir. Kamakomal of Hashem is still the goof, Kamachabe of a chofer bar. Horachin of Matrak, but ain't a Machavin. Go be gigis, our sugya. Ain't a Machavin sheyas a klaas chita. Umada shehikshu. This is exactly what's bothering Rabbi Kivager. There are two actions over here, it's only one. Had the stipler answer, two shemus. That's what you have to say, two shemus. The same Charlotte Rabosai applies to the Gemara of Barze Brzuye. I don't see it over here in Shabaki Vega. Some versions it may exist, where you pull off the skin, Rabosai, that's Sugya. Then what are the two Meisim? It's simply Ain Tzrichah L'Gufa. That's all. As a matter of fact, the Meiri seems to say so for real. Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Davka. Aruch says Kipshuto, and it's considered to be Psikweshla Nichole Mutter. And the Rivosh says it's Shakal Babazi, is what he calls a Shvus. Apparently, it's made again the same Lumdus, Rabosai. It's found in the Siva Shalom. It's not called Hefshet. Hefshet means when you want the skin. Here, he gives it a new name. Siluk. It's removing the skin. You're removing the skin because you want the meat. It's a different shem. Wow. So too over here, Rabosai. The case of Kvoshim Shesachton Lagufon. Rabbi Kivega talks about it, Rabosai. In Tosfos. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Tosfos. A little bit further. The line begins, Shomdav Kuf Mem Heyam and Aleph. Kvoshim Shesachton Lagufon Potter Umutter. Okay. Ipsik resh lo nichle yasser. Why does it say kvashim shesacht on the goof when it's potter and mutter? Because you don't need the water. should be also anyway. Why is the psik resha? It's one action. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, no, two actions. One would be Rabosai Schita, and one is Siluk. Just trying to get the liquid out of there, not because you want the liquid. You want to get it out of the pickles, so the pickles should have be more solid and more tasty, whatever, how people like their pickles drier. Okay? This is, again, the same Yisod that they did of Siluk. And then Rabosai, we have Tzad Nachosh. A person is trapping a snake, so the snake shouldn't bite him. The Sugah Sagamara in Masechta Shabbos. And the question is, what kind of status does that have? Tzad Nachosh. So the Gemara is over there, and Shabbos Kuf Zayinim Eveis. It's a Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa. Comes up Chaim and says, yes. You know what the Gemara said? The Gemara is going to call it the Rav. Rav holds Dover Shein Emeskavin is also. So the only possible heter is Ein Tzricha Legufa. But since we paskin, Dover Shein Emeskavin is Mutter, that would apply there as well, and it's a psik resha de lo nichale. Frek the chazanish, what are you talking about, Rab Chaim? Where the two shemis? You're trapping the snake. There is no other activity. There's nothing else. Rab Chaim would answer, guess what? See, look, you're not trapping the snake. You're getting rid of the snake. It's a new Shem, getting rid of it. As a matter of fact, this is found in Bi'olacha, in Shin Tez Zayin, you're Mavricho Me'olach. So once again, it's a different Shem, not called the Shem Tzad. And finally, Rabosai, what happens over here in our Tosfos, here in the Avavim Me'olach from Masechta Ksubos, we've got a second shot of the Aruch. Take a look. A second shot. The famous Pshat of the Aruch is the famous Pshat, but there's another Pshat of the Aruch. Look inside, please. Uva Aruch Pirish Lashon Ache, the last few lines of the Big Tosfos. What's that? Mesuchraya de Nezaisa, Stimas Gigas Shal Shechar, Osu Lahotcha, the Shema Tibotel Hastima, Eitzel HaGigis, V'yosa Kli B'Shabbos. What does that mean? You leave that item in forever, and it'll be over on Easter of Bone on the Chavis. Ain't there a Lari? Tehei Chidomi, Im B'dato Levatel Shom B'Shas Hanocha, Mai B'Sik Reisha Shayach Kan, Miyadu Osa Kli D'Miskabin La'Soso. Toys is an effect of Mekivegas Kasha from before. What will the Aruch answer? No. The two Shemus is the Hanacha Kvua of the steamer in its place. And then, is what he calls the Tfelus the Kli, Vashlamash Tzurus the Kli. Two different Shemus. One's called the Hanacha, and one is called an actual Binyan. We find this a few times. We had it by the clothes, right? Hanacha as opposed to the Levisha. The Hanacha, our two favorite words in the Sugya are, quote Nesiv HaShalom, Siluk and Hanacha. Because they describe physical activities, right? You take something away, you put something down. Don't give me more lyrical and more profound descriptions of what's going on. No. And that's considered to be a separate Shem. Those who disagree, it's just Tosfos here, B'Kiv Vega, it's all over here, aren't into that idea. Okay. Narabosai, we're continuing in the sugya of Dava Shein Emeskaveh with the following shaila. Rabosai, what's the halacha in the following case? I'll show it to you in the Shulchan Aruch itself, although this source might be even more instructive, but I want to see it in a sefer that you're going to come across one point or another when you learn Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Shabbos, Look at this, your boss. Look get bigger by itself? Maybe not. Ah, that's nice and big. Look at this case, Rabbi Osai. Interesting case. Watch. L'chein noagin. She'einem Yehudim motziin hakaderos minatanurim shematminim behem. They're in these, you know, these long-term ovens. They're not so hot. U'moshivin os v'netzel tanabes hachorof o'olof. They put it on top of the central heating. U'mav eres ha'shivcha chakach ha'tanar ahu v'aydei zeh hakaderos chozim v'netochim. Who says that Truma Sadesh? Rabbi Osai, what's the lumdus of the Truma Sadesh? What's the lumdus? I guess if we have it on green, let's just press the green, right? That much we can do. If it's so convenient, just to press the green. I'll tell you why. Tells you the story. He says as follows. That was the minute they did at the chuppas, they did it. Look, what's his word? Can you read it?
Cholent.
He calls it chamin. Modern Hebrew, cholent is chamin. By us, chamin is cholent. And Eretz Yisroel, cholent is chamin. You know, depends, you know, where you're coming from. Okay. Watch this. Watch. Havara shehim averes achakach. When the shivcha puts on the fire afterwards. Her main intention is to keep the house warm. Iker kavana hilebeis achorif. Iker kavana is to make the house warm. V'yav keeps the gracious linyan achamin. It's going to heat up. Doesn't make a difference. There's a distinction between miskav and gomor. Lo miskav and the gracious. Maybe you can tell to a goy. Things of this nature. B'kitz ha'nimetz Rabbi Osai, you see klar. The eco kavana is what counts, and the secondary kavana is a psik resh. Ein a miskaven u psik resh. Wow. It's very, very important. Very important. Explains in the Sivu Shalom, he thinks, let's say, Rabbi Osai, it's a hot day. Summertime. You would not put this whole central heating system on just in order to make a pot of cholent a little bit hotter. You wouldn't do that. Therefore, that intention to heat up the cholent is considered purely secondary. It's considered secondary. And therefore, it's in the category of psik resha, not in the category of a mechavein rabosai. This is not like Rashi, where Rashi said that there could be an ikar kavana and a secondary kavana, which you would be chayav on. Where is that Rashi? It's the sugi we saw already a while ago. The sugi we saw, I believe it was last week, was the Rashi Masechta Beita, Daf Lamed Vav. What's going on? Iker atzola is mishnei akshamim to prevent them from being ruined in the rain. But so what? Since you also have a kavanah latzud, you're chayav. Rebbeinu Shlomo. Why is that so? We just got saying before, when the shifcha's mevara the esh, her main kavanah is to keep the house warm, and the secondary kavanah, keep the child warm, doesn't really count so much. So in this even shalom, it depends what would you have done it by itself. Here in this particular case, what you would have done, you would have trapped the bees with this mat, even if there's no hot sun to kill the bees, and there's no rain to hurt the bees. You would have done it anyway. If you've done it anyway, even if it's so-called secondary, it's considered to be a mechavein. Oh. question is like this. He quotes that the Minchas Yitzchak by Dayan Weiss says that when you put, you open the hot water faucet, it's considered a psik resha, not a mechavin, unless he says there are other people in the household and they're going to need that the water is going to be heated up. If that's what happens, he says the Minchas Yitzchak is for sure a mechavin. Not so sure. Not so sure. Because the main intention right now is to get the hot water out that we need right now. Right now. The other water is only what we call secondary. Maybe you wouldn't have done it just all by itself. Fascinating. Good. So now Rabosai is a problem. There's a major problem. I showed you the Gemara last week on Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Amalaf. We referred to it today. The Gemara, one more time, let's see it again because our memories are not that strong. Just to refresh our memories, I'm going to say a little bit. Hope you'll remember when we see it. What is it in the Gemara? Let's go nice and slow. The Gemara says, Basar, it's a pasuk. Afri sheshon beheres, yomu. Lama nikro, dava shenim iskavenu. Iskaven is mutter. Abaya says, you're right. Only Rabbi Yehuda requires a pasuk. Rava says, no. Psikreshim lo yomus. Abaya didn't know about it, and Abaya ultimately agreed to it. You with me so far? This is basic stuff here in the sugi. Freck the Heilige Gemara, Rabosai. Watch this. Most of the whole sugi. Freck the Gemara, v'iika acher, levet acher. If there's somebody there, saw it from the father, that he didn't do the bris milah, because that's the kaim shneim. You know what the more answers? The lek acher. You're right. I'm asking you a shayla. According to who is this Gemara going? Is the Gemara going according to the Maskana, that Abaye agrees with Rava? Or is this Gemara going according to the Havamina of Abaye, what we call over here, Abaye Aliba de Rab Shimon, what he thought originally, before he agreed to Rava, what do you do with the Pasuk? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. V'yika acher levet acher. Only according to Abaye, the lek acher. So now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Is it a halacha lemaisa or is it not a halacha lemaisa? Aruch suggests it's not a halacha lemaisa. Like Acha is only going if you don't have a psik resh at all, right? So then the question is going to be Acha, no Acha, but the halacha lemaisa, the psik resh is prohibited. It doesn't matter acher or not. You know why? It's a psikresha lo nichale. Let me just. If you haven't opened the sefer at all, I feel a little bit better. Quoted the sefer a whole day. Didn't even open it once. Let's open it right now because now we're going to get to a little. This is for those who are looking up later, Rabosai. This is in Simon Zion. Okay. What I said until now was the previous simonim. Simon Zion. Close the Yaruch. Oh, quotes the Gemara. The Yibol Acher, why? For him, it's Loich Paslei. Loich Paslei. Fine. It's like this. Usually the Aruch is a cooler, right? Not a Chumra. I have a case where the Aruch is a Chumra. Because the Gemara over here asks Kasha, Mila Bitzaras, Lefi Aruch. Kushas haGemara b'deik acher yomu aydei acher higam lahalacha. V'hainu, dim yesh nega b'mokam amila al yomu la'av, dim yesh acher. Why? Kevin sha'over b'isu k'tizas b'heres al yomu acher for the acher, it's called a psikresh lo nichalei. But the other post, can we argue on the Aruch? They say no. The kash is only on Abaye and the Havamina, the Yelik of Shimon, Mut even bipsik reisha. So if that's the case, and not Havamina, The Gemara says, Rabosai, Iik acha levet acher, achle maskona, Rab Shimon osu v'psikresha, ein nafkamina, bein imha avmol, o acher. Who said so? Let's look in Tosfos. Let's take a look. We should look. This is, I don't want to lose him. Lose anything. But let's go over here to Tosfos. Let's go slow. Watch this. Old Havi Aruch Raya from Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Abai Eliud Rabbi Shimon, Hai Bosa May Ovid Lay, on Rabbi Aben, Lokot Sparto, but let Baris Beno come to Scavin. Porach Yik Acha Levin Acher, Efshal Kaim Shnei, but Lek Acher. Abel Yik Acher, Hoyamut Lechat Chilo, Alma Shari Rabbi Shimon, Psik Resha, Lechat Chilo, Bidavar, She'eno, Nene. For another guy, it's Mutala Chathila. Says Tosfos, Ve'en Zuraya. Toho de Muki le'abaye b'om avia ben v'chulei. Haidu mikame de shama me roba. De moldi rabbi shimim v'psikresha k'de kol masik hosom the boss of the shama me roba savro. Ula achi porich v'abaye aliba de rabbi shimim. Kevon de polig af v'psikresha v'im kein lo shno psikresha mishar shena miskavein. Hi, boss of my ovidlei. Avala my demasik la baye nami modem psikresha. Lo shna oviv, lo shna acher. It's all the same thing. You know why? Because the psikresha de lo nichale is considered chayav. Yes, and Shabbos ain't shul gufa. No such ptur when it comes to ksitzas baharis. This is what Tosfos is explicit. Fine. Comes out. The orach is a chumra. Orach acquires Acher, if there is one, and the Shari Shalom said, let the father do it already. The Rambam never made a distinction. This leads to the Siva Shalom to say that the Rambam holds like the Chazon Ish. Psikresha, the Lo Nichale, is Osur. And that's why the Rambam never mentioned the fact that in the case where there's Ika Acher, Levet Acher. Moses says the Maskon is Levet Acher. Wow. The question now becomes, how come the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned this Chumrah? The Mechaber, true, as we saw on Shin Chof Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber was not willing to be Megil like the Aruch, that's true, but he did quote the Aruch as a viable Shita. Ha'olam is relies upon it, and we try to be a Machaber a little bit, yeah, but it should be a corresponding Chumrah, that in case the Aruch is right, never quote anywhere. Never. Not in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Rambam, no one. Doesn't know what to do with it. Doesn't know what to do with it. Unless you'll say they were Mekatzer, it's not Halacha Metzuya, or Shari Sri Torah, they hold against the Aruch. Not so pushed. Not pushed at all. But just bring it to your attention. And now we come to the Ram that I asked you to see, that I added to the Ma'am HaKomos. Has anyone seen that Ram yet? Anybody? Nobody? Okay, let's go. Okay. We obviously can't finish it today. She was almost over. But let's at least get a peek at the Rambam. We'll see. This is one of the sources of controversy between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim as to what the Rambam sheet is, like the Aruch or against the Aruch. We read together? It's not so long. Four lines in very big print. Hachote gecholim b'shabes. Shum mechabes ol yonos u madlikas ha-tachtonos. Sug increases, mefurish. im niskave lechabos ulahavir chayev shtayim. If you have both kavonis, you chayev twice. Choto gecholim nischame mehem v'huver u'me'alehen. You want to become hot. You want to get, it becomes warm. You punch it with, you play with the coals, it gets warmer. V'huver u'me'alehem, and they caught fire. Chayev shtayim. Why? Neshe melocha shein etzricha legufa chayev oleho kemo shebiyan b'chol Shabbos. Here is Yechayim Shtayim. Here is Yechayim Shtayim. And there's a question of the juxtaposition between these two parts of the Rambam. And what does he do about a case of Eina Miskavim and Obsecration? So the way to analyze this, the best way, is simply to see the Nosei Kalim, which I asked you to see. Let's just take a look and press the links. There's only two that we have to see, the first two. Kesed Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. Will we manage to finish? Don't know. Here we go. Quoting among creases, Navchav. Alpha gav the fligu tanoi bebrisa bemil sahecha din niskav and the chabos of the haver kulam alo pligi the chayef. That's the Rambam quote. Pirish Rashi. Was giving you Rashi. Hachotem mimalech kelim mitzover agacholim mechabel yonos shachshem nesus atachtonos v'kobos makmas masa shel yonos u'maver atachtonos makmas masa shialen shen akshem nesus yonos mizbaros. Okay, so these two things happen. Chot v'gachol nischame behem gav zeh shom pirish rashi she'en atzricho legufa kagon zeh she'en otzorech la'aviron elo nischame b'chati yoson. Apparently when you stoke the coals, it gives us some heat. You don't care if the ones and the other ones become a glow or not. It's irrelevant to you. When we call them, you do a hoya, she is baru. Famanas kenosa. How they miscaving? Miu, malocha, shen, it's fichel, the gufo, have you? Hachavoro. He quoted Gemara Rashi. Rabbeinu mefarish lo dechayim shtayim. Why? Mishum mechavo magre. Utmili. Shekosa besamuch. Shemniskaven the chabos of the haver chayev shtayim, implying, hoyem lo niskaven lo. That's what Reb Chaim said. Lo niskaven lo, Rabosai. Lo niskaven lo. Even though it's a psikresha, a raya the what? Psikresha lo nichale is mutter according to the Rambam. Oh, keep going. V'hocha in niskaven, haynu hach. What's the mitzvah we call the reish of the Rambam and the seif of the Rambam? The old, la mitzvah loma shechayim hashem alocha tshen tzvichu leguf hachayim alocha. Typically, mishum shum miskavein. He's a miskavein mamish. V'meina miskavein, amai chayav. Tzorcho, tzorchin. Ev shaloma shemi acha shiodeh shevada yizbaru. Havi kipsik reish. Oh, good morning. Kipsik reish. Kipsik reish. Secretion. What comes out? He seems to be suggesting that Yechayev on a secretion against Reb Chaim. Against Reb Chaim. But it's a big problem. How do you read all the words of the Rambam? Doesn't seem to add up. Chazanish focusing on the other half of the Rambam, which is an opposite conclusion from Reb Chaim. What does he say? Chazanish says, look in the Rambam. Look what it says in Halacha Yud Beis. Second part. Chota gecholam nischamemem v'huver u'me'alein chayev shtayim. And so the gufa is chayev. Rebbeinu Shlomim is the name of Miskavim. Says the Chazanish. You know why? Because the psikresha d'lo nichalei would be chayev. Chayev according to the Rambam holds the Etzil Guf is Chayev. We hold Pot because we have Etzil Pot. So the Chazanish focuses on this part of the Rambam. So why did the Rambam say above on top in the Skaven the Chabos so the Haver Chayev Shta? Who needs the Skaven? Say Pesik Reisha. Says Chazanish, you're right. Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. How can that be? Love, Davka. How can that be? So, I don't like to go over the time. There is an Achiezer about this. You want to look it up? Chele Gimel Simon Nun Zayin, who throws in the concept of Mekalkel over here. Mekalkel. So we have everything coming together. Ein Miskaven, Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, Mekalkel, even Miss Asik will come into the picture. All four are going to converge on this Gemara and Krisus of Chof and on this Rambam. And how we understand it is going to be critical to our whole worldview. Because we are a Briskus. We prefer a Chaim's Pshat, the Rambam was like the Yoruch, and even beyond the Yoruch, or at least beyond the Revoshes version of the Yoruch, as we said earlier, and the Chazdish took out the word Bilvad. We can't take that word out. But now we're under the gun. Because here the Chazdish tries to prove from this line, this Chotek Gecholim, that Psikvesh Lo Nicholai is in fact Chayiv, against everything Reb Chaim said, everything we said. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. We'll try to give some kind of answers to these questions. Look at the Lechem, if you have a chance, you'll see if we can have an answer. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.
This is interesting.
You want to take it? Anyone want to borrow this today? I'm not looking anymore. I haven't saw it already. Okay. I'll bring it in daily. Leonetta. Not so well to carry it in from the office. Yaakov asked the Shaila Sotom after Mincha, I'll tell you about. I just don't think you're this. Mm-hmm.